It's just after rain. The streets are still wet, but I think it stopped for a while. It's loud here, isn't it? When you're in a city like New York, you have to think of all the sounds like they're a symphony. Otherwise, you go a bit crazy. I have some photographs to show you. Take out the first one. Number one, it says. It was 1965, almost 40 years ago. Line up the image to the scene in front of us. It was taken from where we're sitting now. The tree was in blossom. Look at the Trump building back then. And the women's hats. They're all wearing them. Put the picture away. I hope it doesn't rain again, because I want you to walk with me. I want to show you some other photos. Get up. Go to the right. Walk past the statue. Try to walk to the sound of my footsteps so that we can stay together. And then go down the stairs, all the way to the bottom. There's a woman below talking on a cell phone.
What do you think?
You're not
strong enough.
A woman's taking a picture. It's like we drop below the city here, right into nature. Turn to the right. There's a man on the bench reading the paper. The lake is covered with leaves and petals. I hope you see an egret. Yesterday I saw two flying over the lake, their big white wings floating above the water as they circled and then landed on the other side. Walking is very calming, one step after another, one foot moving into the future and one in the past. Did you ever think about that? It's like our bodies are caught in the middle. The hard part is staying in the present. Really being here. Really feeling alive. Stop. 1001. 1002, 1003, 1004, 1005, 1006, 1007, 1008, 1009, 1010. Now everything will have changed. The people we meet, the things we hear. Not in a big way, but enough. Okay, continue. I keep thinking I hear someone behind us. But we can't look back. It's one of the rules today. He wasn't supposed to, but he did. Stop at the water fountain for a minute. I want to show you another photograph. Take out the next one. Number two, it says.
And to bind these docile lovers fast.
hold it up.
I freeze the world in a perfect mirror.
This is a photo I took the last time I was here. Look at it closely. The ice on the lake, the barren trees. Let yourself really go into the scene. Now look at the view in front of us. Really look at it. Smell the air. Now again, back at the photo. I remember that day clearly. It was really cold. You could see your breath. After walking for a few hours, I went back and had a hot bath. I cut my hair in the hotel mirror because I hated the way it looked. Put it away. It's evening now. It's so beautiful here. The trees and buildings are disappearing into a thick mist. The lamps are reflecting in the water. Let's walk again. Keep going to the right. A man is on the bench with all of his belongings and garbage bags. He must be waiting for the park to close. I'm a bit scared, but it seems pretty safe. Another man is walking towards me, touching his own face. Can he see me? It's daytime again. I wonder if people live up in that building to the right, or if it's offices. The window's open on one, curtains blowing. Hello.
Hi, where are you?
In the park.
Careful in there.
Don't worry, there's lots of people around. What are you doing?
I just had dinner, it's late here.
Keep to the left.
What did you say?
I'm just recording. I'll phone you later, okay?
Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. So many people here today. Lying on the grass, sunbathing. I want you to do another experiment. Put your finger in your mouth. Now put the wet saliva on your cheek. It feels cold, doesn't it? Bothersome, like a separate part of your face. See how long you can stand it there. A dog just went by. I miss my dog. I had a dream about her last night that woke me up. I'd left her in a building, and her eyes were really worried, and she was whimpering and barking. Coming up from the lake, keep left. And then right away, there's two paths. Take the one to the right. I remember my first trip to New York City when I was a student. It was in the winter. There were people standing in front of fires, all bundled in rags and blankets. I remember dancing with a young businessman from the Midwest, and then him taking me to his hotel room so he could show me his vibrator bed. He showed me his bed, and then he walked me back to my hotel. That was all. Guess he was pretty disappointed. I can't even believe how naive I was.
Hey, Jesse, come down. You're not supposed to be up there.
She seems like a different person than me. But somehow I have her memories. There's a curve in the road and then a tunnel. Stop when you see the tunnel. Here it is. Look at photo number 3. Hold it up. It's this tunnel. This was easier to find than the others. I have to move to the right a bit to line it up properly. You can see she's getting her hair off her face, getting ready to pose. But he took the picture too soon. It's almost like you can feel her right in front of you, like she's still here. What happened after the camera clicked? Maybe she laughed. Maybe he went over and kissed her. Put his fingers through her black hair, whispered in her ear.
I shall plunge my head, adoring drunkenness, into this black ocean where the other is imprisoned.
Baudelaire wrote that. His mistress had long black hair. She's an image now, too, made from his words. Put the photo away behind the others. Go towards the tunnel. Now we're walking across where she stood, one time across another. There are shadows walking towards us. No faces, just silhouettes. There's a couple on the stairs kissing right here. I've seen them before. Baudelaire was afraid of being photographed. He believes that every time the shutter opened and closed, it took away a layer of his aura, or his soul. Keep going straight. There's a road here, with ice cream stands and umbrellas. People painting portraits. Turn left onto the main road. Now there's peanut sellers, and the squatters are doing tightrope walking on a line strung across between the trees. Do you hear that? They're shooting the scavengers, the wild goats and pigs. They were supposed to eat the garbage in the city streets, but they keep coming into the park to eat the grass. So they have to shoot them. At this very moment, there is an organ grinder in the street. It is wonderful. It is the accidental and insignificant things in life which are significant. Kierkegaard wrote that. He was a walker. Every day, for many hours, he would wander through the streets of Copenhagen. I want to show you another of my experiments. Stop. Turn around. And now slowly walk backwards, one foot back and then the other. Very slowly. It feels like you're in a video being rewound in slow motion, doesn't it? You can turn back now, and then keep walking. There's a lot of strollers here. Must be the time of day when the nannies come out.
Yeah, right. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give him a...
The zoo's on the left. Let's look at the seals. Go under the roof structure between the columns.
Hey! Hey! Hey!
Yeah, I know you see them up there. I know they're
See the seal swimming around? Let's go on in the same direction, towards the clock tower, the bell on it. See the polar bear here on the left if you look down the alley. See the glass in the blue water? Walk over to the gate on the left here so you can see him better. He's swimming back and forth in figure eight, his hind legs pushing off the glass wall. The home range of a polar bear is normally the size of Iceland.
I was caught and taken back again. He took me to the blacksmith shop, where he had a ring made of iron, which I wore on my right leg. I worked with it on, I slept with it on. The next morning, for punishment, my master came for me. He stripped me naked, lashed me across a pine log, and whipped me with a paddle. He whipped me till the paddle broke. Then he rubbed salt into the wound and sent me naked to the field to feed the hogs in January.
It's starting to rain a little, so go under the clock in this little space till the rain passes. It was raining yesterday, too. The air in the hotel room was thick and sticky. The room smelt like fresh paint and fresh carpet when I moved in. I discovered a splash of blood on the curtains. It's like something happened and they've covered it up.
When we first pitched up, there was this young man right down on the curb with a little boy with his arm around the boy, and they were lying on the ground, and he was pounding the earth with his hand, and he was protecting his son, and he was hammering the earth, and instantly you knew this was something horrible.
There are always so many layers in front of my eyes. I saw a man pushing a woman into a car. I saw a boy running down the street. I saw a woman fall to the ground. How can I really know what I've seen? The rain has stopped. Let's continue. Follow the road to the next tunnel. We cannot escape history. The fiery trial through which we pass will light us down in honor or dishonor to the latest generation. Keep walking past the children's zoo, through the next tunnel.
Oh, eventually you have to stand up for your rights. Right, because I was going to sue the city.
Go past an ice cream stand on the left. Then there's a fork in the road here. Go to the left. Olmsted designed this park with the aesthetics of landscape painting in mind. There's a foreground of trees and grass with a winding lane. Then the rough texture of the rock contrasts with the lightness of the tree foliage. We're following the course of an old stream that they put underground when they began building the park. They uncovered human bones buried 100 years before.
You will come to this, my queen, after the sacraments, when you rot underground among the bones already there. But as their kisses eat you up, my beauty, tell the worms, I've kept the sacred essence, saved the form of my rotted loves.
The spring afterwards, in 1850, I escaped again. Chased by dogs, hiding by day in the bushes, and moving north by night. After 3 months walking, I made it across the border into Canada.
Follow the road to the right. While Harry Thomas made his epic nighttime journey across America, Baudelaire walked the early morning streets of Paris. I like to imagine that at times their footsteps lined up as if they walked together. Go left after the statue of the dog, and then down into the tunnel. Wait for a minute. Let's continue. A long way. Follow the road to the right. Keep to the right all along here. It's like we're in an enchanted forest here, or the underworld.
Do you remember the story of Orpheus?
No.
His lover Eurydice died from a snake bite, and he was so heartbroken that he journeyed to Hades, the underworld, to try to get her back. The gods agreed, but only on the condition that he never looked back at her face until they had reached the light of day. course he has to look back.
There's a place along here that he took another photo. Sit down on the last bench on the right. It's just before the big tree on the left, where the roots go right into the rock. There's a street lamp across from it. I could sit here all day and look at the trees. Take out the next photograph, number 4. Took me a few hours to find where this was taken. She's standing in front of the tree, a piece of hair across her face. It bothers me, that hair. I've noticed there aren't any photos of them together. He could have asked someone passing by to take one, but he doesn't. Now she looks sort of unhappy.
Excuse me, who is that?
I don't know. I just found this photograph at a flea market.
It looks just like my mother when she was young. She had long black hair, just like that.
It's taken right here. See? The exact same spot. You can see the tree and the lamppost.
Mm-hmm. It's not her. She was here for a while, though. It could have been her.
You grew up in New York?
No, I'm just visiting. My mother left us, and that's when she came here.
She left you?
Yeah. For a few years, I mean.
How old were you?
7. She'd phone once in a while, but Dad wouldn't let us talk to her. He'd sit in the kitchen, listening to the radio, drinking. I blamed him for her leaving. Now I realize how sad he was.
But she came back?
Yeah. Like it was Christmas. Presents and kisses. Sorry, what time is it?
It's about 4.
I have to go. My wife is supposed to be back at the hotel soon. Nice talking to you.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Put the photo away now.
Last night my kisses were banked in black hair, and in my bed my lover, her hair was midnight black. And all her mystery dwelled within her black hair. On my fingers, the smell of her deep black hair.
Sometimes I take pictures of my husband when he's sleeping. It's the one-sided gaze that attracts me. The freedom for me to digest his naked body from whatever angle. His helpless being at the mercy of my lens. It's also the attraction of watching someone be unconscious. Lost in another world.
All my tears cried against her milk-white throat, hidden behind the curtain of her beautiful, beautiful black hair. As deep as ink and black, black as the deepest sea. Smell of her black hair upon my pillow. Where her head and all its black hair did rest. Today she took a train to the west. Today she took a train to the west. Today she took a train to the west.
We still have more to see. Get up. Let's go to the right. I wonder how old this tree is. Some of them are originals. Soldiers who fought in the Civil War could have walked along this path and seen this tree. I want you to do another experiment. Try not to think. Just look and listen and smell. No thinking. Keep to the left. I've been thinking about beauty. I don't know. Perhaps beauty is linked to things that vanish. It's about our sadness at wanting it, but not being able to catch it. These trees are for the dead of the 307th Infantry in the First World War. I was thinking again about my first trip here so many years ago as an art student. I found everything beautiful then. I would take pictures of garbage on the street, sunlight hitting the concrete, mannequins in a store window. That's one reason I like walking through the city now, to come across those spontaneous moments of magic again. Follow the fence around to the left, to the main walkway. The sudden dancing of two women on the street. The cashier in the grocery tell me about the death of her cat. A man dressed in a clown suit, carrying a briefcase. Keep going straight. We're going to stop in the middle of the large promenade.
We have a Polish sausage and a chip. Polish sausage don't have very sad. Thank you.
Now stop for a minute. Look to the left down the mall. This is the way you'll come back at the end. But first we need to find the last photograph. Go in the opposite direction, to the right. Walk straight all the way to the stairs at the end of the mall.
Not like me, so do what you do. You know Mills always play the wall, and I play the ball. I get my guns ready and I want to play the ball. I'm about to get the poor niggas like baby draws. Hold up, homeboy, don't talk, save it all. I'm about to pump up niggas like Gatorade. Got chicks dressed in nothing, it's like Labor Day. Beating your mama, I don't care what her baby say. You ain't spitting no fire, homeboy, stay away. Matter of fact, you better warn your face. I think I'm about to catch a case.
The bandstand should be on your right. Watch out for the skaters. Keep going straight. Straight, all the way down the stairs, under the terrace. The angel is framed by the arch. Keep going straight, all the way to the fountain. An Asian couple are in their wedding outfits getting their photos taken. There's a pigeon sitting on the head of the angel. Stop at the fountain. She never smiled. That's one of the rules, isn't it? You're supposed to smile for a photograph. Look to the left. There are two paths going into the trees. Walk towards them.
I almost lost my stamina with that.
Take the one to the right. A few steps up onto the path. The man in front of me has a t-shirt that says, "Time is an invention." There's a blanket on the lawn, someone's sleeping under it. They're just a lump, you can't see their face. I was thinking about the squatters that lived here. During the Depression years, there were over 2,000 homeless people who moved into the park. Now many live underground in tunnels all over the city. Deep in the many layers, in some areas over 10 stories deep, there's a whole other city beneath us. It's like in our minds, deep layers that we only see in our dreams. That we don't want to know about or remember.
Amongst your heavy mane, my hand will strew the ruby, pearl, and sapphire to make you never deaf to my desire.
For are you not the oasis where I dream? The gourd where in great draughts I gulp the wine of memory. I want you to do another experiment. Close your eyes and keep walking forward, slowly. You have to use your ears. Now you can open your eyes. The ice cream stand is ruining the view. You should be able to see the bridge from here. Go on to the bridge. Stop in the middle, on the left. You can see the reflection of the buildings in the water.
Picture for me?
Yeah, sure. Where do you want behind you?
I think this way is good.
Okay, sure.
Just
press.
Quick.
Okay.
Okay, that's
here.
Good. Thanks.
All right, no problem.
A lot of photos have been taken from here. The camera tries over and over to capture it, but it can't. Do you see the Dakota, where John Lennon lived? I wonder if Yoko was with them that day. Or did they phone her and tell her about it? I can't imagine having someone you love killed right in front of you. I remember a news article about an Iraqi father whose three daughters were all killed by a bomb. He found one of their arms hanging from a light fixture. The photograph showed his face in his hands. But in my mind, I see a photograph of the arm, the fingers relaxed, draped on the light as if posed. The gondolier is singing. He's under the bridge now. Let's continue. It's just a little further to the right. Past the two big rocks that are balancing on the big one. There's a path down to the left, just before the next stone, down to the edge of the lake. They're here with us, Orpheus and Eurydice. They try to leave here, but each time Eurydice dies, repeating their story over and over. And each time, Orpheus must make the long walk back, knowing what he has done, wanting to change the memory in his mind. I think Orpheus's final glance must have been very much like a snapshot, burned into his retina forever. There's one last photograph. Take it out. It's number 5. This was the hardest to find. It's all overgrown now. You can still see the rock in the water to the right. Go down closer to the lake. She stands with her back to us, thinking her thoughts. I want her to turn around, but she never will. She's frozen by the camera, forever facing the lake. My words are here now, just as she was here. They'll disappear even though I try to keep them, record them, play them over and over in my attempts to hang on to time. I want you to do one last experiment. Match your breathing to mine.